Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of want it to be ugly,
by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So you don't want just a loss, no, you want
kinda,
a massacre.
I kind of want it to be like, you know, they look like what we all sort of think they are. At their worst, I don't want it to be John Harbaugh. They play this like ultra competitive game and then John Harbaugh just can't get out of his own way and costs the Ravens the game. I want people to see them the way I see them, which is a franchise desperately in need of a major injection of new blood, new ideas, and an urgency to do something other than just rest on their laurels and rest on 6 Super Bowls and everything else. And I say that like with passion, but also bloodlessly, because I think it's easy for people to say, come on, you guys are just saying that. You don't mean it. When the ball gets kicked off, you're gonna be into it. Donnie's done that. He's not producing today. He was on with Joe. They did a great show. Donnie has said, like, you know, guys, it's easy for me to say it during the week, but when that ball gets kicked off, just the old juices start flowing and kick in, and I go right back. Not me, man. This is how I feel. I am very tired. I have made it clear that I'm very tired of watching this style of football that they have insisted on playing, these patchwork quick fixes. What did you call it yesterday? Somebody said it's like the Flex Seal guy, or 2 days ago, like sticking patch in the boat. I just want to see a reset for this franchise, and I don't think it happens any other way but them cratering this year.
So you want to see them exactly how they played the Ravens in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, if they lose a lopsided game where Baltimore, who, by the way, they're a mess too. They really are. Like, yes. Jackson's a terrible quarterback since week 9, the last month basically. I want to see them get right in this game. Because I think they, even though they are a massively flawed version of themselves, are a more legitimate football team than the Steelers are right now.
You are starting to take things a little bit more in-depth than I wanted to in terms of, like, the manner in which they get beat. Like, I don't know if I'm going to take delight in watching them get pounded, but I am signing up for a loss, so who the hell am I to say, like, that's beyond the pale.
I guess I just, my point is, I don't want it to be something that can be spoken about in half measures. You know what I mean? Because remember how I said the Chicago game, oddly enough, where they were an underdog on the road and they lost by 3?
So you don't felt want like a hard-fought, close loss where they say, we'll get you next time when you come to Pittsburgh.
Do you remember how I said that felt like an inflection point in the start of some change? And then they go out and deliver one of the worst second halves we've ever seen.
Yeah, fans were ticked off after the
Bears
game.
I think that's the kind of thing, though, the Buffalo game, which was led into by the Bears game, that gets on people's radars a little bit more. And I think we need like a continuing of them being on the radar for the wrong reasons.
Here's PJ and Aetna. Hello, PJ. PJ?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man. I was making my homemade chicken soup. Okay.
You're making your homemade chicken soup. Wow. What goes into the homemade chicken soup besides chicken and broth?
And soup.
Carrots, a little bit of potatoes. Celery is real important. You got to cook it for 6 hours till the onions and celery melt down until they're not even there anymore.
Sounds like you got yourself kind of a stew going there, if anything.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. All right. Sounds pretty good, unlike the Steelers. What do you got here?
Now, you know what? I wrote some things down, and I was trying to condense it because there's about 80 things I could write down. Now, first off, this whole year, I noticed this 4 or 5 weeks ago, is they don't have any kind of identity. I don't know where they're going. I don't know what they're doing. It's just frustrating. This has been going on for years.
PJ, do you want them to figure it out and correct it against the Ravens?
No, because we've seen corrections, and then we end up mediocre in another year or two of mediocre. You know, the biggest thing I find is you look at Lowell and Cowher, their assistant coaches. Well, they got a dozen or 14 coaches that went on to become head coaches. How many of Tomlins have done that?
Zero. I think it's the best, one of the best weapons anybody in a Tomlin debate when you're trying to convince others that he's not as great as he's made out to be. I think it's one of the best things to go to. Look at the people he surrounded himself with. Look at his hires. Look at these very important positions where he's not an offensive guy, so he's finding someone who has that expertise, who's a hotshot, up-and-coming, brilliant offensive coach. His answer for that was Matt Canada. I mean, the guy has struggled mightily. He is so revered. And in almost 20 years, no team has said, this guy's been around Mike Tomlin for a while. We can't hire Mike Tomlin, but maybe we can get the next best thing. It's never happened. I think it's absolutely a fair shot at him.
Yeah, it's never been somebody. He's like brought Flores on, and then Flores went and got a better job out of it. But that's not a branch on the coaching tree, in my opinion, at all. It's just no one starts off with the Steelers and like the.
Who has he discovered, Chris?
That's what I mean, like in the grad assistant sense in college terms, like somebody's a low-level assistant position coach or whatever it might be, and work their way up and become like this visionary. And so
who's become a big shot in the college or NFL
nobody.
Who said, I owe my coaching career to Mike Tomlin?
Tony, people have literally had their careers end after working here. Has Matt Canada gotten a job anywhere?
No, Randy Fichtner? Either. Here's Matt in Pittsburgh. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Pony. Hey, I right along with you, them losing, but at the same time, man, I hate the Ratbirds so bad. I can't go along with it. My best case scenario, I would rather see them win tomorrow, lose out, and then watch the Ravens lose out and the Bengals take the whole thing.
Okay. Interesting.
I feel like the Bengals are like kind of in the rearview mirror lurking a little bit. They'll probably screw it up.
Well, they did it last year. They were 4-8 and they ended up 9-8.
They're lingering. They're loitering dangerously. How can you guys, says Jay, be Pittsburgh sports talk hosts and hope the Steelers lose? Go to a different city with your bull
bleep.
And he wrote the whole thing out. He didn't even say BS. He didn't even put a bunch of asterisks in. He just wrote it out there.
So is that guy a big Mike Tomlin fan then? I guess he is. Here's Chris next. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Happy Friday.
Yep.
I am with both of you with all hands and feet on this.
Thank you.
There is no way we can stomach another season like this, let alone the last more or less, you know, decade with this nonsense. And what irks me the more is there's actually people rooting and thinking, oh, well, we have a chance. A chance for what?
Exactly.
Bingo.
Do you know what the worst part about this is, just to your point there, Chris? Pony watches it too. I mean, we all watch the AFC. We watch the whole NFL. It does genuinely feel like a conference that's more there for the taking because the best teams right now by seed and record don't feel invincible like they usually do when it's the Chiefs, the Bills, the good version of the Ravens. It would be the perfect year for me to say, yeah, I don't care if this ragtag team looks the same as they always do. If they get in, they could beat anybody, and I don't want that because I don't even believe it now because they look so dysfunctional.
Neither. I just say the end justifies the means, and I don't understand how anybody could be hypocritical in that they say, Tomlin needs to go, we need to get rid of him, but go Steelers on Sunday. Well, which one is it? Do you want him around? If you want him around, then he'll do, if he just barely clears the bar, he's safe. 9-8, safe. 10-7, safe. Make the playoffs, 100% safe. So how do you say, I can't stand Mike Tomlin, but then say, I hope they blow out the Ravens. Well, that's not going to get you any closer to the first thing you said. Follow us on, yes?
The same person that said, how could you be Pittsburgh sports hosts and want this to happen?
Yeah.
Let's root for the Penguins to lose so they can get Gavin McKenna. Until they got off to a stunningly good start.
Perfectly good opinion.
That's exactly what people were hoping for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I'm trying to gin up excitement in Steelers, Ravens. Yes, it's a battle for first place, but it is two 500 teams coming off of losses that leave both franchises at the crossroads. Who really gives a damn about the Ravens and the decisions they'll have to make? Let's talk about our own misery today. Chris Muller across from me, Charlie Borges here, and a lot of you at 412-928-9370. I have a statement that I'm going to make right off the bat here because I do think it can't be, based on some of the messages I'm getting from friends and the build-up for this game, I can't just have like a small circle of people who have all come to the same conclusion. I think it's got to be much more rampant and widespread than that.
So you're saying you don't think it's just like a rogue opinion or conclusion that's been reached?
A few other random friends of mine who don't even know each other have said the same thing, and I concur and agree with them for this game. You know our buddy Ryan Burr, who once said that the Steelers' concern about Ben was that he had lost too much weight?
Yeah, I believe one of the few times, I don't know if Ryan worked me into a shoot or if he really believed what he was saying, but one of the few times I've just decided to open up with both barrels on a guest and tell them I thought that they were completely out of their minds was when Burr told us that Ben's diet was too strict, that it made the TB12 diet actually seem like small potatoes by comparison.
And that I think he also said that the elbow surgery had made the arm too strong.
Yes, like it was Henry Roengartner and Rookie of the Year.
I think he said one or both of those things. I'd have to double check.
I actually think he said both. And I think Ben's people got so mad about the diet thing that they actually like kind of gave him a slap on the wrist.
So we were chatting about the Steelers. His like big hobby horse topic right now is, what do you have to lose? Play Will Howard. And let's see if he is the answer, because we know that Aaron Rodgers isn't, and we know that Mason Rudolph isn't. And the other corollary point to that he said, and I do agree with him on this, he said you'd actually have like some legitimate excitement and buzz for the Steelers if that happened. You'd at least briefly breathe some life back into your team, and your fans would be jacked up for the next game to see what he looks like. You wouldn't, because you think Will Howard stinks.
No, I mean, I would be extremely skeptical, but it would be something different, which you will know is when one of my takes throughout the year is, show me something different than the usual crap.
The biggest thing he said to me that I'm stealing, because I agree with him on this, and I'll get to my reasons why in a second. He said he's rooting for the Steelers to lose the rest of their games. And he said, I've never felt this way as a lifelong Steelers fan, but I don't even want them to go in a battle for first place. Mm-hmm. They can be in first place. They can vanquish a rival. They can maybe administer a knockout punch to Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh, and pompous, arrogant John Harbaugh and overrated Lamar Jackson and Ratbird fans around the world. They can go there and knock this team out and win the world's tallest bleep contest against them, and he doesn't want it to happen. Another friend of the show, a man that you owed money to, but you just said on the air that you would give him a pop as the biggest Penn State fan you know,
Pitt fan.
That would absolve
Pitt fan. Oh God, don't say Penn State fan. He'll get very mad.
I did that on purpose.
I don't want your statement to get me back in hock for $100 because I didn't say something about it.
Our mutual friend Fred,
yes,
said he wants this team to lose so he can be, quote, put out of his misery. That's what he said to me.
euthanize me as a sports fan.
I saw him out after the Pitt Texas A&M game on Tuesday, and that's what he said. Lose these games to put me out of my misery.
Your team's too bad, Fred. We're going to have to put you down.
And I feel the same way. I don't want the Steelers to win this game on Sunday. Because you know what I don't want more than anything else? I don't want make-believe false hope. I don't want to play that game again. I don't want to come in here on Monday and say, well, maybe there's a chance. Guess what? Mike Tomlin circled the wagons again. Guess what Mike Tomlin did? When the chips were down, Mike tightened up his bootstraps, got out of bed, and won a big football game. I don't want to have to say that because I know it's fleeting. I know it's temporary. I know it's not a long-term solution, and I know it's just going to continue the malaise and funk we're in, and Art Rooney's going to stick his chest out and say, I was at the game for all 60 minutes, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I don't want to have to do that. And yes, some people might want to call in at 412-928-9370 and say, how dare you flush your fan card down the toilet? What kind of Steelers fan are you saying that you want them to lose a battle for first place against their arch rival? Well, guess what? The one thing I owe you as a listener to the show is that I'm going to be honest with you. And sometimes you might think my honesty is asinine, idiotic, flat out wrong, inappropriate. I don't care, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Check, check,
and that's
check,
just
check,
how
check.
I feel about this as a fan. I don't want to see them win because I don't want the charade to continue. And when I got Fittipaldo coming on yesterday saying things like, well, there's like a 35% chance Mike won't be back if they lose their, if they finish 8-9. Guess what I'm rooting for now, Chris? 8-9. And we can also dispel with the whole Mike's never had a losing season thing too, which might be a nice silver lining to a losing season as well. Also good draft position. So anyways, your thoughts.
Well, Pony, sometimes you open up with a salvo and I just can't wait to counterattack and throw countermeasures at you because sometimes I just revel in getting you riled up too about stuff when you come out with a big opinion. Not today, my friend, because I had the exact same conversation with somebody this morning where the phrase, yeah, I just kind of want to see them lose out and crater.
Was it with either of the two people I had mentioned?
No. No, completely
independent. So now another independent Steelers fan, and you would call this person a Steelers fan?
Yes, I would say that of all the teams in town, this is the only one they care about. And they are a frustrated Steelers
fan. Diehard?
Avid.
Avid?
Yeah, avid but frustrated, which I think really
avid
is the best.
Avid and frustrated.
I think that's really the best pair of descriptors for Steelers fans writ large in the last 4 or 5 years at bare minimum is avid and frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I count myself in this group. I would love to see them go 6-11. And I don't feel bad saying it because you're supposed to feel bad. Like there are people in the YouTube chat, shout out to the YouTube chat already, saying, hey, I could never root against my own team. I get it. And this is not me like saying my way is better. But I have...
Yeah, I don't gatekeep fans. If people want to call in and
routinely,
say,
yeah,
I want the Steelers to beat the Ravens by 30, call in and say
sure,
it.
Sure, happily. 412-928-9370. You can fire away and tell us we're out of our minds. That's fine. But I have routinely on this show made it a point of saying, I would like to see something new from this team, like a real direction or a course being charted. And they're not. They're doing the same thing that they've done with just different people. I've called it the same movie with different actors, same director for years now. Losing 5 in a row and thus finishing your season after a 4-1 start with a 2-10 stretch to end your season.
Yeah.
That would get people on the North Shore. That would get South Water Street buzzing. That would get Art Rooney's attention because there'd be more Fire Tomlin chants. If he retained him after the season, the draft would be filled with Fire Tomlin chants. And I would not have to deal with what I think, and I'm saying the whole season. I know you said this is about this week, and some people are stretching it out to that point. I would also this week, if they were to lose out, but that starts with losing against the Ravens, not have to deal with another national news cycle of Mike Greenberg and his cast of buddies saying that Mike Tomlin got him again because I watch this team at sea level, so to speak. I know how dysfunctional it is. I know how stale it is. I know how unimaginative both sides of the ball are. I know how obviously frustrated like team leaders are talking about what's going on the field. I actually sit and listen consciously to great Steelers of the recent past talk about how this isn't the Steelers team they remember playing for 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I take all that in, And even in a wide open AFC where you know as well as I do that it feels legitimately more like anyone could win it in the AFC this year than it has in a long time.
Yeah.
Where like anybody that gets in is a live animal. I don't care. I don't want to see them in there because they're the one team that if they did drag their carcass in would not in fact be a live animal. I want to see them lose because I want to see the chance of something resembling real change descend upon them.
I don't want to see them in there right now because then I think it'll give them the false notion that everything's fine. You have to realize, too, this is actually a very big thing on my part. Like, people should be proud of me and people should be thanking me for this.
Oh, here we go.
Because I obviously have a personal vendetta with Lamar Jackson. He hates me and the feelings are mutual.
You hate him? I think he just said, say less that one time.
Well, it's not the only time he's gone after me. So it would actually, on a personal level, give me delight and pleasure to watch him stink on Sunday. But I know in the big picture, that's not good for the Steelers. So I'd rather, if I'm prioritizing, what do I want? What's good for the Steelers over what's good for Andrew Filippone? And that might come as a shock to people because usually we're very myopic and selfish and self-centered and think about ourselves first. But in this case, I care more about you, the listener out there, and what's good for you and what's good for us.
Wow.
So how about that?
I think that's big of you. I think the listener should understand.
I appreciate you saying that, Malzie.
I think the listener should understand that you are watching out for them now.
Let's see if we are on an island with these three or four other people that we named. It is Steelers-Ravens. It's a battle for first
place. It's a must-lose game for Steelers
and
fans now.
I'm actually rooting for the Steelers to lose. Is anybody with me, and I guess Chris on this one, and who cares about Charlie because he's got Bucks and Saints Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Charlie's still thinking about the Devils right now. He's got Baker Mayfield and the ghost of Jacques Lemaire on the brain.
Here is Will in Apollo. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Will.
I want to see the Steelers win. I mean, I always want to see the Steelers win.
Yes. Personally, let's keep this Mike Tomlin train going as long as we can, Will. Keep it pushing right down the tracks. Woo!
No. Listen, we know how the owner is.
Tomlin train.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether we win or we lose. He ain't going to get rid of Mike Tomlin until he's ready to go. So I want to see him win. I want to see him crush him 30 points.
I don't know, man. There's starting to be a little bit of buzz there.
I feel like the buzzards are starting to like
the winds of change are a-blowing.
We always say the buzzards are circling when somebody's clearly going to get fired. I feel like the buzzards have en masse decided to take off from wherever buzzards hang out, and they're just starting to flap those wings gently. They're not even sure where they're going, but they're in the air right now.
Here's Caleb in Chippewa. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, guys. I am completely on the same page as you. Just from a standpoint of an entertainment factor, I would rather watch a team like the Texans, the Chiefs, even the Dolphins.
Texans, a team with a Do you mean the Texans, a team with a real defense and not a $170 million fraud case?
Exactly. And even last night's game, watching the Cowboys and the Lions, it's a completely different sport. And I honestly am rooting for Harbaugh to have just a gem of a coaching game. Because usually he acts like a complete fool against Tomlin.
Correct.
Yes.
Opposite.
Usually he's consumed with proving he's the smartest guy. User on YouTube, they don't have like a catchy name, so I can't say it. I'd expect this kind of thing from Douche or Mulzy, but not Pony. Man, I'm catching a stray already? I guess I have in the past said I'm rooting against them, so this is not like new territory for me. I've said like I'm rooting against them. It is.
I'm rooting against them out of love and not out of hate. And I
so
think
I.
some people would appreciate
that. Do you
want to
know what's like really
Caleb does, the guy before that, I guess, just wants to have Mike Tomlin here for
what's
50
really
years.
Sad about this is that just talking openly about, yes, I do want to see them lose, has me feeling very energized right now. Like the same way you should feel about, I love my team is good, my team is going to win, I believe in my team. That's what I feel like saying, man, I just hope Jackson goes out there. I hope Pro Bowler Snoop Huntley goes out there and whoops that ass. Like
that's a Raven sound effect.
That's a hawk.
Oh, sorry.
I thought Jeff Hathorn was coming on.
That was close enough.
So now we're just like undercutting our own knowledge of birds.
You sure?
I've never heard a Raven in my life, but I know they don't sound like that.
It's more of a caw, right? It's more like a crow. It's more
Raven says nevermore.
A raven would
all right,
be yeah.
Smarty
a raven
pants,
would be.
We get it. You know poetry. Congratulations on your.
I'll tell you what.
Education.
The humble crow. They hate hawks. Crows and hawks. Big natural enemies.
Wendy is on the fan. Hello, Wendy.
Hi. How are you?
Great, Wendy. I can tell you're mad at us. So go ahead.
No, I'm not. You know what? I agree 100%. I'm a diehard Steeler fan, And as much as I would love to see them go in and destroy Lamar Jackson because I have such a dislike for him, I still want them to lose because I don't want everybody waking up on Monday and saying, oh, look, when the going gets tough,
exactly.
Mike Tomlin can get a win.
Yep.
No.
Wendy, we are birds of a feather.
Yes. You know
and this week, we're all Ravens, Wendy. We're birds of a feather, and this week, we are all Baltimore Ravens on this show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a lot of gatekeeping being done by Steelers fans on our social media pages who are calling out Steelers fans like me and Malzi and others who I know.
I'm delighted by the YouTube comments here.
They want the Steelers to lose on Sunday because we're hoping for change here.
Yeah.
And we don't want status quo and more of the same, and we think this could be an avenue to achieve that.
Our friends in the YouTube chat, like, there is a true...
It's
a war being waged. There's some angst. There's some people like M. Blythe saying, you know what, boys? This argument does suck me in. I want Tomlin gone. I do want a championship caliber team. So, yes, I now want the Steelers to lose. Just lose, baby. We're doing what I love, though, and we are getting the people, like, their stomachs in knots. They're listening. They want to agree with us, but they just can't quite get there.
Segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan beer of the month is Grisshouse Hazedelic Juice Grenade, and proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. It's time for another riveting edition of Fair Game with Faribault. Excellent Steelers insider, social media star, Nick Faribault, joins us right now. Simple game. We ask him if a Steelers opinion is fair or not, and he explains why. This is not like a rapid-fire game, which you hear on Starkey's show all the time, which is very entertaining.
Especially when Joe gets mad at the people for taking more than two words for an answer.
We're asking Nick to give more lengthy answers.
Yes.
All right, Nick, let's start with this. Fair game to say, regardless of what happens down the stretch, there's 100% chance Mike Tomlin is back in 2026 as Steelers head coach.
Hold on.
Chaz?
There we go.
Did you hear that, Nick?
Yeah, I got you guys now.
All right, let's have you answer it. Go ahead.
What was the question?
Oh, you didn't hear. Okay. Okay, it's fair game to say that no matter what happens this week, Tomlin is back.
I said
down the stretch.
Fair game to say, regardless of what happens the rest of the season.
Yeah, down the stretch here.
Mike Tomlin is 100% back next year as Steelers head coach.
Well, I don't think 100%. No, I would say it's unlikely that he is gone. I think he will return, but I don't think you can put it at 100% because I do think there is a way of where things kind of unfold, where you could see the kind of mutual breakup happening. I really think, though, and you've heard this probably multiple times, I really think they're not going to fire him. If he is not here next year, I think he's going to be the one to be like, hey, I'm ready to step away. And there would need to be a few things that need to happen. They would really need to collapse. I also think he's just going to be really excited about the advent of trying to get a quarterback this offseason. So I'm not expecting him to go anywhere, but I can't say it's 100% that he's going to be back. I think that would be foolish given where we're at right now.
All right, Nick, regardless of who the head coach is, fair game to say that Terrell Austin will not be the team's defensive coordinator when next season starts.
I think that's very fair to say. I don't think TA is going to be back. Listen, they're the highest paid defense in football. They're underperforming relative to expectations. Even if some of the guys and the talent have fallen off, they should still be better than they are. The schematics, the coaching have not been up to snuff. And listen, someone has to fall on the sword for it. So it's probably going to be him. And so I'm not expecting him to be back. And I'm expecting the Steelers to probably go externally for a new defensive coordinator.
Fair game to say that Pat Freiermuth is getting a raw deal.
Oh, absolutely. He's getting hosed. I think that would be the best way to say it. We're talking about a guy that whenever he's been getting opportunities this year has made plays. I think that's what people may be overlooking somewhat with him. I mean, they're not getting value out of the contract, but he's made plays. He could still get open. He's got good hands. Jonathan Smith has not separated from man coverage. He's not as good of a blocker as Pat Freiermuth and hasn't really done anything because the Steelers don't utilize him to his strengths. So I don't really understand why Jonnu Smith continues to play over Pat Freiermuth.
Fair game to say, well, no, I'm not going to do that one because that would be pretty hard to figure out. I'm going to go with this direction instead. Is it fair game to say that the Ravens, despite being, I believe, a 6 or 6.5 point favorite, are actually gettable even for this Steelers team this weekend?
They absolutely are. But I mean, we said the Bears were gettable, the Bills are gettable. The Ravens are absolutely gettable. They are not the same Ravens team that the Steelers got blown out by last January. DeMar doesn't look the same. He's banged up. The defense has started to figure some things out, but then last week took a big step back. They're gettable in terms of their run game between the tackles. They don't have a great pass rush. They have a solid secondary, but Roquan's not the same player he once was either. The offensive line for them is fine, but not really that good. Daniel Falele is extremely bad over there at right guard. So there are gettable guys. There are gettable matchups for the Steelers in this matchup. They can win this football game, but given how they played, how can you have any confidence in that at all?
Fair game to think that Adam Thielen will get top three wide receiver snaps in this game, Nick.
Top three wide receiver snaps. I think he's going to get some snaps. Top three wide receiver snaps, I'm not sure. I think he's going to be top four. I'll give you that.
So less than Roman, less than Calvin, and less than DK.
Less than DK, I think. I actually, and there, this is going to be maybe the curveball. I think this is MVS week, guys. And
wow.
So I think MVS.
More exciting than Shark Week on Discovery Channel, man. Wow.
Yeah, right. We've been waiting for it for so long, and I think it's going to finally happen where MVS comes up. So I think MVS might get some playing time. Now, I don't know if that hurts, if that hurts Roman or Calvin more. I think probably Calvin, given Roman has been pretty good. The quarterback just can't get him the football. So, I mean, I think Thielen will be in that top four, and I think he'll play probably in, like, 12 personnel and spots where, like, Skowronek would usually play, but instead it'll be Thielen, just because he's a better receiver. So I do think we're going to see a heavy dose of Thielen this week, but I also think we're going to see MBS.
Fair game.
That is a curveball. Thank you for that. That's a Burt Blyleven.
That's a 12-6 right there, Nick. Fair game to say that it's reasonable, that it's fair, I guess, to ask or expect that DK Metcalf, no matter how dysfunctional this offense is, does more of his own volition to start creating plays.
I mean, he can, but the other thing is he's getting open on some routes over the middle and the quarterbacks are turning them down. So I don't know what he should do there. I mean, you think about in Chicago, the kind of deep ball that Rudolph threw was just horrifically underthrown. He had to play basically defensive back on that play. Like, it's kind of hard, man. DK's getting doubled. I don't think he's separating at the same level he did in Seattle the past few years, but I also think quarterback play's been so putrid. They've really not been able to scheme him up away from the doubles. Really, they haven't tried, which is a whole other separate thing. So I will say this. I don't think he's been as good in some of his past years in Seattle, but I think he's being hung out to dry. He certainly, I think, is getting open enough to where there are plays on film you watch, and you're like, why isn't he getting the football on this play?
Nick, fair to say that who was I just had in my brain and now just completely
let me think about it for a second. Is it fair to say, in light of what you just said about Metcalf, that Rodgers is more problem than solution right now?
Go ahead.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Rodgers is a significant problem. I mean, you look at his kind of tape, and he's holding onto the ball too long. He's creating some sacks. I think there was a crazy stat put out earlier this week that I saw. I believe it was by Derek Bell. That he has been pressured 77 times this year, and he has more sacks in those situations than completion under pressure. I mean, that's crazy. 20 sacks, I think, in 77 pressures. That's a lot of sacks. So that's something to think about. He's not throwing down the field at a high level. He's turning down throws in the middle of the field. Like, there's just – he can win with his mind still, and he's still got a quick release, and there's still positives, but he is hurting them significantly. If he holds onto the ball for more than 2.5 seconds, he basically is maybe the worst starting quarterback in football, I think, by a lot of metrics. So it legitimately is that bad right now with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm happy that I forgot my question, because that was a very good answer. Fair game to say that Will Howard will not sniff the field for the Steelers this season?
I'm not expecting that. I think it's pretty fair to think he won't be on the field. Now, listen, if things like fall apart and they're like 6-10 and the last Baltimore game doesn't matter at all, and you just be like, hey, we just want to see what Will Howard is, I think that is fair. But I also am expecting the Steelers to pull off some Houdini stuff here and probably get to 9-8 or 8-9. And I think that last game will be meaningful. So I'm not expecting to see Will Howard.
All right, that leads us to the last question. Fair game to think that Mike Tomlin will pull the rabbit out of his hat and the Steelers will upset the Ravens on Sunday?
It's hard for me to pick them. I could totally see this. This is such a Mike Tomlin win. Everyone's talking about him leaving, firing him, back against the wall. They've never looked worse, and then all of a sudden they pull out, you know, a 5-turnover effort and win in Baltimore, and they're back in the division lead. I can totally see them winning this game. I'm not going to predict that, though. They just look so putrid offensively. I actually think defensively they could probably slow down Derrick Henry. I think that they could probably frustrate Lamar. This offense has just been so bad, though. I mean, the last good game they had was one against a Bears team that was missing the top two corners, its top four linebackers, and then the Bengals. I just think that speaks volumes. This offense, I don't know if the offense scores 20 points. So I'll go Ravens 20-14, honestly. I think it's going to be an absolute just slugfest, ugly game.
I thought you were going to say something else that we would have had to dump, Nick. I thought you were just going to say a very colorful term.
No, he's a radio pro. He knows what he's doing here.
I thought for a second he was going to give in to intrusive thoughts and say, this game is going to suck bleep. Poop.
Yeah. I mean, it very well might do that. But that's kind of what I'm thinking is, you know, real slugfest. 20-14, punch him, duke him out, and the Steelers lose because
if the Steelers win the game, will Mike Tomlin's first statement be, man, I just love some AFC North ball if it's like that? That's AFC North ball, if they win in that situation.
Of course.
Yeah, he probably will, or he'll be like, you know, we just got out of the AFC North kitchen or something of that sort. You know, the attrition component was significant for us, and we overcame that. Or you can predict the Tomlin.
They smile
right?
in the face of adversity in Baltimore in a hostile environment. Thank you, Nick.
We cut our eyelids off. Yeah.
Enjoy the crab cakes. See ya. I'm not a huge crab guy. Yeah. Are you guys?
Yeah, I love crab cakes.
Chaz, you a big crab guy?
You ever had good crab bisque?
I told you guys I had crabs. And I thought that it jumped off the toilet seat, and that's how I got it.
Did you get a VD from a tractor like on Seinfeld too?
Yeah. Anyways,
thought they jumped off the toilet.
That was what I
told yourself.
That was the conclusion I came to because of my amount of sexual activity at the time.
That is just so...
wasn't exactly Wilt Chamberlain at that point in my life.
I don't want to participate anymore.
Really?
You can't answer a question about whether you like eating crabs? Yeah, fine, turn your microphone off.
No, but when you... I do like crab.
Thank you,
but
Charlie.
On a burger.
I'm sorry.
Crab meat on a burger is pretty good.
Wait, isn't that what they do for Steak Oscar is
yes,
crab meat so, on yeah. the steak?
Yeah, I guess
no,
I should.
No, Charlie's
have made
thinking of more calling the Orkin man right now.
Do people get that reference? You don't care. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler
no,
Dodge
I don't.
Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's get one call in here on whether or not people want the Steelers to lose on Sunday. Here's Brian in Collier. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good, good, good. Hey, I think you shouldn't be on a radio station called the Fan because you're sure as hell not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan if you want them to lose this weekend.
So
honestly.
You're a big Mike Tomlin fan then?
Oh, huge.
Huge.
You look it up on AI. Over the last 10, 20, 30 years, we're in the top three teams in number of wins. And that's the only metric that counts. I realize the Super Bowl is what we all want.
You're right. They hang banners that say top 10 in wins over the last 30 years. That's what they give out trophies and hang banners for, Brian.
So, Brian, what grade would you give?
No, not just 30 years. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. That's called sustained excellence.
Is sustained excellence not winning a playoff game for 8 seasons, probably going on 9? Is that sustained excellence, Brian?
Winning is sustained excellence, and no, they have not been lucky in the playoffs.
Lucky?
Lucky, they've gotten killed.
You're acting like they've gotten double doinked on a field goal. They haven't been competitive, Brian.
Oh, for goodness sakes, the first snap of the Cleveland game went right over.
That's not bad luck. That's not bad luck. That's just sucking at football that game.
And then after that, they got.
Tell me that's bad.
Brian, and then.
Tell me that's not bad luck.
Okay, but Brian. Brian, fine.
You're trolling. You're
Brian,
not serious.
Brian, that's fine. That's fine. It was one play. Then after that, they were down 28 to nothing.
Okay. Okay. And I totally agree. They have not won in the playoffs. But this
There's
is
nothing to agree or disagree about. It's a factual record.
Wait, hold on. Let him talk here. This is a team that's demonstrated what, my friend?
Consistently good football over a decade, which you... haven't done anything good over decades, and you shouldn't be criticizing them. And if you're a damn fan that can't stand the way we do things, root for another team and get the hell out of here.
Wait a minute. So you don't think as a fan you have a right to criticize the team then? Is that what you're telling us?
No. Criticism is fine, but you people are media influencers, and you've been drumming this damn drum to get Tomlin out of town. And look what happened to Penn State. They got some leftover.
Not exactly. That's actually a topic we're going to get into next. Thank you, Brian.
We won the Marconi. We did something in the last 10 years.
I was going to say the Steelers would kill for this station's level of success.
Man.
So we've done more as a station in the last year than the Steelers have done in the last 12.
If Marconis were playoff wins in the last 8 years, it would be us.
I thought about
one, Steelers.
I thought
none.
About playing that card, but I don't know. I don't think people.
I don't know. I don't know. Given the way the chat has almost uniformly on YouTube said, hey, Brian, shut the hell up. Hey, Brian, are you smelling somebody's dirty socks and then calling into the radio all high?
No doubt that over the last, pick a point, last 50 years, A-plus franchise. You know, they've sustained finishing above 500. It hasn't happened in 21 years. All right, that's a mark of being not a bad team. They're not a bad team. I've never said they're a bad team. They're a stale team and a average team that might be slightly above average. And if Brian and Collier, if that's good enough for him every year to be slightly above average, well, then call in and say, incorrigible things to us. I don't care. That's his right. I said at the beginning of this conversation, I'm not going to gatekeep fans. My opinion as a fan is, I'm sick of this, and I want them to lose on Sunday to see if it'll help get it over with. And a lot of people agree with me. Brian clearly does not. That's fine. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I got flummoxed there, sorry.
Brian, have you on tilt here? Or are you still thinking about the fact that you admitted you had crabs publicly?
No, that's the second time I've said that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.